Hello, it's Mark here, and Bruce.
Hello, all right. Bruce. Right, yeah,
can you believe it? We're back here for a third week in a row.
Oh, my goodness. So I didn't realise it was a whole year and a half we were off air.
An old year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half. What do you imagine those people were doing that were fans of the show? I suppose they were renting their garments and they were rubbing themselves in ash.
Renting.
Sackcloth and ashes. Renting, yeah, when you're mourning something.
Oh, I see.
Something.
Not renting them out.
They might be renting out their garments.
Have you ever rented out your clothes to anybody?
Have I ever rented out many of my clothes to anybody? No, I haven't. Have you rented out your clothes to anybody, Mark?
No, but now is something I'm going to have to think about if I need a bit of extra money.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Do you have anything worth renting?
Got a cheap suit.
So, oh, well, that must be appealing. I mean, is that how you'd advertise it?
Cheap suit
for rent.
£2 a day.
£2 a week for a cheap, nasty little cheap suit. Ugh. I think it's just the phrase cheap suit, just as something door-to-door salesman about it, isn't it? So apparently we were contacted by Ofcom earlier because I've been popping. Popping apparently the show last week. I got a note from Mark because Ofcom had reported us because I was popping in the last week's show because I wasn't using the pop shield.
You were popping quite a lot, which I didn't notice until I.
So I'd like. I know, but it's dreadful, isn't it? Having an organisation like Ofcom.
What does Ofcom stand for?
I don't know. It does sound a bit off, though, doesn't it? Something Ofcom. Don't know. Don't care. So, what have we got coming up on the show today, Mark?
The usual rubbish.
Great, excellent. Should we tee straight off with some new usual rubbish? Unless you've got any special gossip, have you got any gossip from this week? You can broadcast. Because what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that Mark, quite often, we turn this thing off and then he goes, oh, guess what happened this week? And it's always something salacious and naughty and or quite often illegal. But he just won't fucking broadcast the best
bits.
Of course,
I'm not. If it's illegal, I'm not going to be broadcasting, am I?
If you broadcasted all that shit, right, instead of the shit we do broadcast, we get fans, we get people following us.
Right.
Wouldn't we? But instead, no. We just have to flop out the insipid shit as usual.
Flop it out. Flop out the insipid shit.
So
that's from Shakespeare, isn't it? Henry the Fourth. Flop out the insipid shit and make.
That's the sort of shite that Shakespeare would come up every day. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this that sounds jolly. This sounds pithy and clever and cerebral. He's a bit overrated, isn't he? Shakespeare. There were other writers, you know. We do have other writers. Not Marvel. Marvel's something else, isn't it? Marvel's Mansell, not Mansell, not Nigel Mansell. No, not him. No, Manville. No, there was another writer at the time. Oh, come on, help me. It wasn't Nigel Mansell, the racing driver. It wasn't Marvel, the people who make the films. It was Marlowe.
Right.
Marlowe was writing around that time, wasn't it? I mean, we have heard of Marlowe, but he didn't get the same kind of
Philip Marlowe. Not Philip Marlowe. That was a different Marlowe.
I think Philip Marlowe is a PI, isn't he?
Yeah, that's... A couple of ill-educated idiots. Philip Marlowe. Oh, he's PI. John Marlowe.
Should we kick off with this 21-day manifesting challenge?
If you want to.
So this is something I found online. Find everything. I mean, there's nothing.
When you say found, online. Were you looking for something?
No, it wasn't. It came up on my Facebook feed. So I thought this looks fun. So this is somebody. I won't say their name. I mean, it doesn't matter. Somebody plopped this on my feed. So it says, starting January the 1st, I'm leading thousands of people in a 21-day manifesting challenge. Will you be one of them? Well, will you, Mark?
Not for 21. Yes. I mean, I don't mind manifesting.
Yes, you will.
Oh, well, I will. Okay, yes, I will.
Thank you. I'll show you how to turn your... This is her again. I'll show you how to turn your wildest dreams... Hey, those dreams. They're really wild. Into your... No, we don't do that. I don't want to turn my wildest dreams into your day-to-day life. I mean, that would... I would go to prison if that happened. So, American person. Not my wildest dreams. You'll discover how to act in alignment with the energy of the universe, which is not... Which is quite a tricky thing to do, I think, allowing good things to flow to you easily and naturally. I'm giving you the key, and she's put on a picture of a key. Yeah, at that point, clever. I've given you a key. I know that is marketing. That is fucking marketing. That is a key, and then a picture of a key to making 2023 your biggest year yet. So I've got her 21 day challenge, and there's a picture of her with her hands up like this,
and like this.
Like this, well, receiving from the universe hands up like that. I think
she's got a bit jazz hands.
She's got a slight sort of beatific. That's a word, isn't it? Beatific smile. Oh, it's like what that woman down at Lourdes, not cricket ground, but in France, the one that saw Jesus or something, or Mary. Met Mary for a coffee in Lourdes one day.
Oh, Jesus. Not Mary.
No, it's Mary. She saw Mary, this young girl in Lourdes, not the cricket ground. And she got and there's pictures of her like this with her hands like this woman is. I think the word is beatific. Beatific? I think that's a word. Beatific.
You keep saying like this, which is okay for me. I can see you.
Imagine your hands. Okay. All right, listeners, do some work at home for fuck's sake. Just hold your hands upwards like that, as if you're receiving something from heaven. Okay. Yeah. And Mark's doing it now. Thank you, Mark. So hold that position, Mark, because I'm going to bang through some of these days. These are the days coming up for your 21 day manifesting challenge, day one. Mm. Mark, and I'm going to make this more personal. I'm going to, for you, Mark. All Mark.
Right. Yes.
Be unapologetic about what you desire.
You're a cunt. Oh, see.
Sorry,
that's
He jumped a little bit. Yeah.
I'm not apologizing for that.
No. Okay. Day two. Your energy creates your reality.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark.
That
does
makes
it?
Sense. Kind of.
That does
it?
Make sense. Does it?
Well, I mean,
your energy creates your reality. Yes, but it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because without our energy is everything, isn't it? Everything
it either makes sense or it means absolutely nothing. One or the other.
No, but everything is made through energy, isn't it? Without energy, there's
exactly
nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
So your energy creates your energy. So what she's saying there in day two is that everything exists because of energy, which it does. So thank you, energy. Big hand for energy there. Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, this is a question for you, Mark. It's getting quite personal now. Day three. What are you a yes, not the number four, but a yes for, question mark?
See, this is where I would come unstuck.
Come on then.
Because I'm not really a yes kind of person.
I might possibly do that if there isn't an omnibus edition of Doctor Who on the television.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not doing anything.
Exactly.
Apart from sat at home in my pants watching Doctor Who. Okay, well, we'll leave that one. But you just bear in mind. And viewers, listeners at home, just, you know, what are you a yes for? Do get in touch. Number day four, get into the flow, Mark.
Flow of what?
Well, it doesn't stipulate that. There's no little asterisk.
Get into a river?
It just says, get into the flow.
Of the flow. The flow.
Get into the flow. Flow. What flow? Well, get into it anyway, Mark. Don't fucking... dick around on the side of the flow, on the water's edge. Get into the flow.
Okay.
Next time you see some water, jump in, mate. I think that's what it means. Jump into a river.
Right.
In winter. Jump into a river in winter. In winter. Yeah. Okay. Day five, the universe is picking up what you're putting out. Do you reckon that's true?
I hope not.
Why?
Because knowing what I'm putting out.
But you don't want the universe to pick up what you're putting out. That's true, actually.
We're similar. The constant chatter of like everything going wrong. I don't want to be picking that up. I'd rather that was remained inside my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I like to call the useless chaff.
Yes.
The chaff and the universe is picking up what you're putting out. Maybe the universe is picking up what we're putting out, and then it's putting it straight into the bin, or setting light to it.
Or maybe that's why we're so unsuccessful. Because the universe is picking up our constant belief that we're doomed to fail at everything. Well,
no, but I mean, we're doomed to die. We know that, don't we? It's quite hard to be positive about that, isn't it? I'm sorry to bring up death so early in the show. We will be returning to death a bit later. Day six, right. Become a magnet for what you desire. Mark, become a magnet. So what do you desire first, Mark?
Cake.
Yeah. So how can you become a magnet for cake?
Walk near cake shops.
Yep. And then what? But still, what happened? Okay, you've walked in front of a cake shop. So how can the cake actually get to stick on you, which is what you want, isn't it?
I could taunt the people inside so that they throw it at me.
Oh, and how would you taunt them?
By taking my trousers off and waggling my bottom at them.
And do you think they would throw one of their valuable cakes at you at that point? Or do you reckon they'd just call the police? Actually, in Brooklyn, they'd probably just fucking shoot you in the head, wouldn't they?
Or
in the bottom, yeah. All right, work on that one, Mark. I'm not sure dropping your trousers in front of a cake shop is going to get you cake. I could be wrong. Day seven. Good things can come easily. I'm sorry, person, on your 21-day manifesting challenge. Good things can come easily. Really?
Well, I mean, some... things can come easily, like breathing in and out, and you know,
that's a good thing.
I've got some breath and oxygen into my blood.
Breaths. Right, breath. Yes, I suppose those things can. But if you think, I want to have a nice house, that's not going to come easily, is it? Day eight, Mark, ask for a sign to receive clear guidance.
I'm always asking for signs to receive clear guidance.
What happens?
Usually nothing. But sometimes something, well, you know what the human mind's like. You see, like, patterns in things. So as soon as you, it's like, I was just thinking about chocolate, and I've just seen a bar of chocolate. That means I'm saved.
Apophenia. It's a favorite words of ours. Apophenia and pareidolia, which is pareidolia, seeing faces in clouds and things like that. And apophenia is what you just said, I think. Mm. Yes, exactly. And then people go, look, I was thinking about that and then it happened, which is bullshit. But that's how these things work.
Well, I don't think it is bullshit. I think... Let me finish.
Let me finish. Get stroppy with me about it.
Because
go on.
I think the thing is that you are probably, in any given day, thinking of so many things that you're not even really that aware of. And then when you happen to be thinking about one thing and then you actually... see that thing. Stop doing that. Stop putting me off by putting faces at me. Like, you might be thinking about a particular, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something, a guitar. Let's say you're thinking about guitars all day long, and then at some point you actually come across a guitar and it's like, I was just thinking about that. But the fact is, you've probably been thinking about some of these things a lot of the time without even being aware that they've been in your... That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. So the conscious brain suddenly goes, wow, it's like magic. And the subconscious is going, no, I've been fucking going on about guitars for ages, you dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. No, I think that's true. Okay, Mark, I think... This is day nine. I think you need to surrender outcomes and trust the universe will deliver.
I do.
There we go. Well done. Day 10, play this game. Day 10, play this game to raise your vibration in minutes. What game is that? To raise my vibration in minutes. Actually, it doesn't normally take minutes to raise my vibration. That's a very boring game, isn't it? Ugh. Day 11, meditate on appreciation. Nah, I don't want to. Day 12, warning, manifesting mishap. It sounds like a board game.
Warning, manifesting mishap.
Manifesting mishap.
What does that mean?
I wonder what that is. I don't know. I guess she goes through this every day. So we just got the headlines, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, when you do the whole course properly, you'll find out about that. Day 13, unleash your deepest desires with creative visualization.
Do you want to unleash your deepest desires?
I remember when I was a Christian with the very, very Christian-y people. And there was a whole movement that came from America, would you believe it, which was name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. This whole idea of, God just wants to give you shit. If you name it, if you visualize it, it will happen.
Porsche.
Mark's trying that now. I'll tell you what, if a Porsche came now, that would fucking crush you in that flat.
I know.
You wouldn't fit a Porsche in there. But at least you got rid of the good news, folks. I'm not no longer looking at that sad little excuse for a Christmas tree. It's gone.
It's gone.
To be replaced by what's that behind you? What is that green thing?
A sad little non-Christmas tree.
Why don't you just cover that in tinsel instead of bothering with the ridiculous little twig you had for Christmas? We're wanging towards the end now. Day 14. This is enigmatic. Pay attention to the driftwood.
Okay.
Okay. You're writing that down. So if you see any driftwood, fucking pay attention to it, Mark.
Imagine if you're in a situation where, you know, you're with somebody and they're kind of on the deathbed and they say, I've got something very important to tell you before I go. And you go, yeah, no. What is it, Lord? Please tell me. Pay attention to the driftwood. You're like,
yes. I tell you what we should do, right? And honestly, we must do this. We must vow to do this. Whatever we do, I mean, we're not going to be in a great state. We're going to be chocker full of morphine when we're dying, or we've just died in the middle of the night, or we've been crushed by a car or something. But let's just say we're going the average way out, which is chocker full of morphine. Let's still focus and try and make sure the last thing we say to the doctor, we beckon him towards us and say, pay attention to the driftwood. That's the last thing we say.
I'll make a note of that.
You do the same as that, and I'll do that. And then we can start a whole cult of driftwood. Lean towards joy and follow the fun. Oh, that's nice. Follow the fun. Well, we like following that. Are you leaning? Mark's leaning towards joy.
I almost fell over.
You leant over to the right. Is that where joy is in your room, to the right?
Well, that's where the TV is.
Oh, yeah. That's where Doctor Who pops up, isn't it? Doctor Holland lives there. Focus on what's thriving. What's thriving in your life?
Could be something. What if nothing's thriving?
Well, focus on it. Focus on nothing then. I mean, that's
mold.
Funny. Nearly there, everyone. We're nearly done. Call on guidance. No, I don't want to. Call on guidance.
Call on
day
guidance.
17. Call on guidance. Yeah.
From who?
It doesn't say. Didn't fucking see it. Didn't, I don't know. Just go, guidance! And hopefully it will come running. Cultivate abundance. What does that mean? Does that mean stock up? Be like,
get lots of tins of baked beans.
Do you have many baked beans?
I've got
at
none.
The moment?
No.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, you need to get some in if you want to cultivate abundance. What's those people, those very silly people, particularly in America?
Hoarders?
Yeah, but a bit more than that. They have guns and they have tins of baked beans.
Preppers.
Preppers.
Yeah.
I was going to say dicks or twats. But preppers is, yeah. Preppers, they probably do a lot of that. They cultivate abundance. They get it all in, waiting for the balloon to go up. Two, three to go, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn off yet. We're just going to back. We have to finish this. Sorry. Protect your energy and desires. All right?
I don't know what any of these things mean.
Oh, I know, but I think to be fair, she's going to explain these, unless the 21-day, I think so.
I'm presuming maybe you have to for
subscribe.
Some large amount
to
of
subscribe.
Money.
Subscribe. Yeah, probably subscribe to something. Yeah. These are just the headlines, but they're meant to make us go, oh, whoa, I need to learn. Protect your energy and desires. Allow and receive. Are you an allower or a receiver, Mark?
I think I'm more of an allower.
You were never going to say the second one, were you? Not live on air. Last one, everyone. Day 21, we got there. I think this is a slight throwaway one. I think she's run out for this one because it says, keep your manifestations going strong. I think she's run out, hasn't she?
Mm.
That's not really one at all. That's not a manifesting challenge. Keep your manifesting going strong. I don't think so. I think she should she have finished with instead of that? I don't think that's a great way to end it. Number 21 should be what? Can you think of a good empowering thing or something that you would say to your followers? Mark, you still there?
I'm thinking. You're leaning, I'm
thinking. God, it's exhausting to watch you think. I know. Say. Go on, lean towards joy again. Lean towards joy. Go on, lean towards joy. Lean towards the Doctor Who TV set in the corner of your room. Yeah. Well, don't worry about it now. Well done. Thank you. Thank you, this person. We've done it. We've done it. Wait, well done for us. We've done the 21-day manifesting challenge, and we did it in about 10 minutes. So yeah, we've manifested it, and we're going to claim it, name it and claim it. Whew, a bit tired now. I think I've shot my load. Over to you.
Oh, dear. Well.
Well, that sounded a bit, yeah. Should we do Hookie and Hester have once again come up trumps with those? Yeah, thank God for that. Let's do. What should we start with? Hookie or Hester?
Let's start with Hookie.
On the hook with Simon Hook, his questions we do slay.
Legendary lads, of all the fantasy dinner party guests, e.g. Stephen Fry, David Attenborough, Billy Connolly, JFK, who's going to be the biggest disappointment?
It's the classic question, isn't it? The classic question with a twist, because people say, oh, yes. If you had a dinner party and you can invite anybody, who would they be? So Simon's very cleverly gone a step further with that, because he's added in a little dose of reality, because you could easily invite the people you think would be exciting or interesting or fantastic, and then there's that moment in the dinner where your fantasy guest is a bit what?
But he says dinner party guests, which seems to imply that there is already like a kind of set list of fantasy.
No, I don't think so. But I think if you think of there are certain ones that will be on a lot of people's lists. I think there are some stats. So he's done a few, but I think there'll be there's some standard ones. Like Stephen Fry is a classic, isn't it? Stephen Fry.
Right.
He's a classic. So do you think he'd be disappointing?
I don't think so. I think he would be very witty and would be able to talk about anything.
He might not be on form, though, mightn't he?
You mean like me today?
Yeah, he might be a bit like you. He might be sleepy and shit. He might be like, oh, I'm just a bit tired. Okay, Stephen Fry's a classic. Go on, give us some of your party guests.
Well, this isn't actually somebody who I would invite to dinner party, because I think they would be really quiet and boring. But Robert De Niro is an amazing actor. But if you've ever seen him...
Yes.
I mean, I don't think he does interviews very often, but
no,
he's very, very quiet spoken.
There's a reason that he doesn't do interviews, because, I mean, all respect to him, he just doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to perform. He wants to perform when he's being paid to perform, but he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do all that shit, does he?
I think he'd be really monosyllabic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He wouldn't dazzle, would he? He'd be like you. As you say, he'd be just like you. Can you imagine? It's a bit like now. With you this morning being so sleepy, it's like having Robert fucking sleepy De Niro on the other side of this.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to squeeze something out of you, and it's exhausting. I would worry that Ricky Gervais would be one of mine.
I think he'd be really irritating.
But I would worry he might irritate.
Yeah,
and I would worry about that. I mean, I have huge respect for him and everything, but I think I would think too much. Ricky is just, it's too much. But I don't know if that's true. Oh, I don't know. Because I really like him a lot.
I think he'd be really, really irritating.
Do you think so?
Within minutes, to be like, get out. Get out of my house.
Really? Okay, we'll put a little mark on him then. We'll put a little pin in him. Yeah. As somebody who might. But I really like him. So, but you're right, maybe. Maybe that would happen. I don't know. Who else? Who else would be on the classic?
It's interesting that all these people are males.
Well, no, I've got a list of. I've got some. Sandy Tostegg?
Sandy Tostegg.
Sandy Tostegg. What's that?
Toxvig.
Thank you. It was originally Tostegg, but it got corrupted down the centuries and became Tostegg. I don't think she'd disappoint at all. I think she'd be lovely.
Really?
just yeah, I do. I think she's very lovely. I don't think she'd disappoint. Didn't used to like Sue Perkins, but neither Katie and I. We thought she'd be annoying, but then we got to know her a bit more. I mean, not really. We don't know her, but we got to know her through other things she did, and thought, well, actually, no, she's quite cool. So Sue Perkins. But anyway, that's not answering the question. Who would be disappointing?
Bob Dylan. I bet Bob Dylan would be disappointing. He'd just sit there and scowl, probably. And like grunt every now and then.
And then keep on... I tell you what he'd probably do. He'd probably be trying to chat. And he starts to finger pick his fucking guitar, doesn't he? And it's like, don't...
He's going to be sitting eating dinner with a guitar in his lap.
Yeah, he'd probably... We'll just pick it up halfway through dinner and start finger picking. Yeah. Finger picking his guitar and you go, no, not now. Don't, no, not now. It's rude. Don't. But it is Bob Dylan, so you can't go, Bob, don't. He starts, you know, starts to write a song. And you know it doesn't matter what he writes, it's going to be successful because he's successful. Mm. Doesn't matter what he does. He could fall off the chair backwards and make and just crush his guitar and that would be released and that would make lots of money, more money than you earn.
That's
Bob Dylan falling off a chair backwards onto his own guitar.
That's actually quite a catchy song title. I'm going to write that down. Bob Dylan falling off a chair backwards onto his guitar.
Yeah, but you see, if you write that a song to that, you get nowhere. If he does it, he's fucking. There's another song.
Well, we'll see. Maybe if I manifest.
Yes, yes.
Manifest. Well done. Bob Dylan falling off a chair backwards onto his guitar as my hit song.
Yeah,
and it's like 4 seconds long, just the sound of a crash, and then I bet you that would undoubtedly become my most successful song because that's the way it works.
Yes, yes.
I wouldn't put any effort into it whatsoever.
No. It's true. Don't try, everybody. That's what we should have added to her list, our manifesting list, wasn't it? Number 22, don't fucking try.
Don't try.
You'll only be disappointed. Don't try.
That would be our challenge. It'd be like one thing. Don't bother.
Don't.
The end.
Don't bother. Don't get excited. Don't bother. Anyone else, Mark? I'm just thinking about, I mean, who would you just, I mean, tell me who you would genuinely like to have at this party.
We know I really, really, really like Jim Broadbent.
Yes. Like, yes.
I've seen him.
Yes.
He's such a great, versatile actor. But then.
Oh, he's brilliant.
I saw him recently on that show, Would I Lie to You?
Yeah.
And he was so meek. You know, he didn't really have anything to say. I thought he's like Robert De Niro. He's like one of those actors that is incredible.
Why did he go on that show? I mean, it's a fun little show, but not Jim Broadbent. Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know.
Idiots.
Maybe they thought he would be really funny and witty like the characters he plays, and he was not. He was just himself.
Fucking stupid producers there. Whoever you are, you're fucking stupid. He's Jim Broadbent. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, he agreed to it, didn't
Broadbent.
He?
I don't know what. His agent, Jim. Dump your agent. Ridiculous thing to do. You don't need to do it either.
No.
Oh, Lord. And okay, who else? That's a good one. I mean, Jim Broadbent.
Who else?
But I think who else? Yeah, they could be dead as well, not just ones who are alive.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Socrates would be a bit much? Do you reckon it'd be a bit boring? Socrates.
Don't know anything about him.
Well, but he was quite a well-known philosopher. Do you think he'd be quite an interesting person to have there?
Well, it'd be difficult to understand what he says because he'll be speaking Greek.
Oh, that's true.
Wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. And we'd just be nodding politely. Going,
but
wow,
Jesus
yeah,
would be
yeah.
really dull.
Why? Why do you think he'd be dull?
Well, I mean, he's said it all, hasn't he? He's already said it. Like, when every time he's in his mouth to say something, he's like, yeah, I've heard it before. You said that before. Haven't you got any new material?
Yes, do you reckon he'd try? Yes, do you reckon he might have kept back a bit of special material? Because maybe he didn't know when he was going to die, and he had half a dozen other parables. Well,
of course, he knew.
Left.
He did know, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, I thought it was surprise. Surprise! Said God. You're going up today, mate. Oh, I've got 6 parables I haven't used yet. Do you reckon he was hanging there and he thought, hang on, maybe if I could just, I could do my parables now to this guy next to me on the other cross.
Yeah.
there was this man who was climbing up a mountain, and then and then the guy dies. You go, fuck. Oh, Centurion, come here. There's this man. He had a bowl of fish, and he was walking along a mountain on a tightrope. And the Centurion goes, shut up.
End of my shift. Shut up. I'll finish it tomorrow if you're still here.
Centurion said, what should I do with the pointy end of this stick? I know, I'm going to ram it into this really annoying man on the cross. Okay. Well, thank you. That's good. Thank you very much, Simon. We like that. Simon has actually got another one for us, but we're not doing it now.
Oh.
He's already teased me with the essence of next week's one. Really? So we're not doing it now. Thank you very much, Mr. Hookie. That was a good one. Well done, because I know it's pressure for you, because Hookie's got... busy chap.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a proper job and everything.
I've got a proper job and everything.
No, you haven't. Fuck all. What do you do? What do you do? Teach some 3-year-olds Glockenspiel and watch Doctor
No
Who,
Glockenspiel on my watch.
Has anyone asked you to learn? Has anyone turned up to one of your classes wanting to learn Glockenspiel?
Thankfully, no, because I would just slap it around the face and tell him to get out.
I don't think you can do that to 3-year-olds. Well, you can, but I don't think you should. Going back to last week, before we do Hester's tester, Hester came back and because you mentioned on the wine you referred to is called Glühwein.
What?
Glühwein, spelled Glühwein.
That was something different. I thought Glühwein was Glühwein. Like...
Yeah.
Was like mulled wine, but I might be wrong.
No, this is what it says here. Apparently, she says that I mispronounced mayonnaise, which I find very hard to believe. it was quite funny, though, because she actually sent me a little file with how to pronounce it, which is quite, and I've been practicing, but I still. Mayonnaise. It's one of those. You mispronounced mayonnaise. I know. And completely. And the spoon is sticky because they sell it in the slashe. Slashe means small salad.
Oh, it's a small salad?
Hmm. And it's not, they don't put a sticky spoon into it.
Yeah.
It becomes sticky because it's in the slashe with lots of mayonnaise and then becomes sticky.
So hang on a second.
Go on.
The food that Hester is nominating as the dirty, disgusting treat is a salad.
It's a good one, actually. Yeah, but I think the thing is that she layers a lot of mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, but still,
that's what makes it disgusting.
It's not like eating a jar of Nutella.
I tell you what, something else that she mentioned. I mean, in correspondence, she as a nice, disgusting treat. And actually, I do recognize this. Is basically if you've made like a honey, I think it was a cheese sandwich you mentioned, or a honey sandwich, and then you wrapped up in polythene or whatever. Polythene. Do I mean polythene?
Polythene.
You've wrapped it up in something, yeah. And then you discover it a bit later. You've kind of forgotten about it. It's all squished down at the bottom of your bag.
Yeah. Well, how much later?
Yeah, maybe not too long.
I mean, it's like at the end of the day, and it's like, oh, that's a nice surprise.
I know.
But if it's like a week later.
Yeah, no, I don't think she'd do that. But then that'd be like a little surprise, isn't it? Mm. It's like when you find a leprechaun at the bottom of your bag. That's a nice surprise, isn't it? Does that ever happen to you? A leprechaun. You go, oh, look, is it a leprechaun?
Can't remember any leprechauns. But it is nice to discover. It's always nice discovering, like a £5 note or a bill of some kind that a dollar bill or whatever.
Can I tell you a true story? Very quickly. This is a good one because Katie reminded me of this. It was a while ago now, but we were out on a walk on the Oxfordshire Way. And you know Sturdy's Castle?
No.
What does it matter? Well, on the Oxfordshire Way, and we just gone too far. Yeah. I mean, we'd gone too far in terms of the walking
park,
not in any other way, and we were really hungry and a bit thirsty, and we hadn't bought supplies. We totally fucked up on the logistics, and then Katie put her hand into her pocket and brought out these boiled sweets. We went, yay! yay, boiled sweets. And that kept us going for a little while.
Yeah.
And then we carried on walking, thinking, oh, God, it's going to take us ages to get back and everything. And then we were coming up to Sturdy's Castle, which is a little restaurant.
Right.
And then Katie put her hand into a pocket, a back pocket, and out came a £20 note that she didn't know was there just at the moment. And then we went, and we went into the, so we walked straight into the little one. We had some food. Now, some people would say, well, I asked the question, were we manifesting?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, boiled sweets and £20. And it would be lovely if I said we were thinking this is what we want. We want boiled sweets and we want a £20 note. Come on, universe. But no, we weren't.
But you probably were wishing you had something, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, no, I was wishing not to have completely fucked up the walk and be stuffed, I mean, miles away from home and thirsty and hungry. I wasn't going, ooh.
I was thirsty and you gave me boiled sweets. And I was hungry and you gave me a £20 note for dinner.
Yes.
That was what Jesus was going to say.
That's what Jesus would say.
Yeah,
Jesus would have swooped. Jesus is opportunist. He would have swooped in at that point after we found the money and the boiled sweet. And he said, aha. So I did that.
He said, oh, ye of little faith.
And we go, no, you didn't do that. We found it. It just happened to, we lost it and now we found. He said, ah, yes. It's like the other parable. The sheep that was lost is now found.
Yeah.
Get that in as well, wouldn't he? Yeah. And we'd all go, ooh.
You could say, but I blessed those trousers before you left.
Yes.
They obviously were magic trousers.
Well, not magic.
Sweets and a £20.
Blessed. Not blessed, I know, but...
what else was in there?
Let me go. You know, we shouldn't have stopped looking. Because I bet if Katie had gone to the other back pocket, she'd have found a winning lottery number. That's what I think. But she stopped on the £20 note. And Jesus is going, no, you should have gone further in your faith, man.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, actually, if Jesus did turn up to the dinner party and he spoke like that?
All right.
Actually, that would be that. Going back to Mark, who's the other fella? Oh, yes, Simon thing. That would be the disappointment, wouldn't it? That Jesus comes to dinner, opens the door. We never met him before. And he's like, ah, oh, I am Jesus. And you go, oh, God, no. No, I can't listen to that all night. Yeah. Oh, what are we having for dinner tonight? What are we having?
I can tell you what, we're going to have loaves and fishes.
Loaves and fishes. Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, just change again. Your voice. My favourite Jesus was Robert Powell. Do you remember Robert Powell? Jesus of Nazareth.
Nazareth.
Remember that movie? No, it was a movie.
I used to watch that, yeah, every year when I was a kid. It was always on at Easter.
Yeah.
He was a bit posh, wasn't he?
So I liked posh Jesus. Jesus should be posh.
Yes.
He should have nice blue eyes and should be posh.
I like Willem Dafoe in The Last Temptation of Christ.
Well, that's a naughty one, isn't it? That's a very naughty one.
Yeah, but it's very good.
Yeah, sex, doesn't he, with somebody? With
well,
multiple
he, on the
imagines,
cross,
he imagines having sex, yeah.
He's being tormented. That's what he's being tormented by, Satan, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. He plants that in his head.
God, you think by that point, he'd gone through enough by then, wouldn't you? And then you're on the cross, and then you're being taunted by Satan. And you go, oh, come on. Just let it.
Worst thing about that would be then, you know, waking up and going, oh, fucking hell, it was a dream.
Why is that the worst? It'd be quite good if you woke up and it was a dream, wouldn't you?
What?
Because you wouldn't be crucified. Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Not like being crucified. Oh, no. I dreamt I wasn't being crucified. Oh, thank God I'm back on the cross. No.
No, the sex thing. Oh, I see. Yes. Yes. You go, oh, yeah, that'd be awful. And find yourself still on the cross.
Yeah.
I wasn't having sex with a beautiful woman. And actually, what's even worse is that I'm not at home having a cup of tea. I'm actually hanging off the cross.
Right.
Give us the rest of the question.
I've gone off topic so many times there. There's something I was going to say about what you were talking about.
Oh, really?
What were we talking about just now? Before Jesus.
Hang on. Cheese. Sandwiches. Finding cheese sandwiches.
Never mind.
Boiled sweets. Manifestation.
Yeah, no, it's gone. It's gone. Let's go on to...
Leprechauns.
Oh, that was a leprechaun. No.
Go on, do the Hester question, please. Come
okay.
On.
Oh, hang on. I haven't got it in front of me.
Focus.
Where's my...
I'll do it. I've got it here because you fucking dick around all day.
That's bizarre. We've got no corporate investors.
We're doing the long one,
just
yeah?
Disappeared.
Has it?
From in front of my eyes.
No. That's spooky. When you talk about magic and Jesus.
No, that's right, it's here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that might have been Jesus. And he popped up and then he'll appear and go, I did that. I did that. You know,
the miracle of the
now.
Moved phone.
Didn't quite make it into the canon, did it? Right, are we doing the long or the short? Once again, Hester's done a couple of options here. We'll save one for next week. We're doing the long, I think, aren't we? Here we go.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
No.
Okay. Long version. This is the long one. When I am trapped in a situation I desperately want to get out of, for example, she didn't say, for example, I'm putting that in, a crowd or a bar with nervous jazz music. I like that. Nervous jazz music. Is that jazz music that makes you nervous, Hester? Or is just that the person playing it has no confidence in their ability? I'm like, oh, God, this is shit. I like that. I want to know more about nervous jazz music. Or a conversation with a computer network manager. That's very funny. I sometimes have involuntary, violent thoughts in which I make it all stop. Obviously, I don't have such intentions for real. Well, you do. You just said you did. You just said you did, Hester. You said you did. I obviously don't have such intentions, but you did for real. But the thought might come up nonetheless.
Yeah.
Do you recognize this? And if so, what sort of situations trigger them?
I don't have violent intentions, but I do, I'd say probably 90% of the time when I'm talking to people, I do have a voice saying, I want to get out of this. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be talking to you right now.
Yes.
Because I'm either worried that someone is going to find me boring or they are really boring.
Yeah.
So I very rarely pay attention to what anyone says to me when they're talking to me because I'm just thinking about, I wonder when this is going to end.
I love the idea. In every conversation anyone has ever had with Mark Crozer, the only thing he's been thinking about is either A, he's boring the fuck out of you, or you're boring the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Nothing you're saying is actually getting into his head at all. Nothing's landing.
Yeah,
it's all bouncing off that one.
I have a real problem talking to people.
Yeah.
If it's kind of like a casual conversation and then, you know, making kind of light banter, I just can't, I have to like, I always got this like kind of grin on my face. Like, I know I'm supposed to find this really funny, but.
More interesting, yeah.
Or interesting, but I really don't want to be talking to you at all right now. And it's awful. It's really awful. It's just like I find it very difficult. I remember one time, I know this is kind of off the topic slightly, but a few years ago, I was, me and my brother were having a chat with somebody and they were talking about something really, really boring. And I don't know if you have a connection with somebody, probably like this would be the same with you and me, where at the corner of my eye, I could see my brother's face. And I knew that he was thinking exactly the same thing as me. I was like, please say something funny so that we can laugh. Because it was to the point where it was like so boring that I was just on the verge of like, oh my God. And that was just making it really hard not to laugh.
Yeah,
that kind of thing happens. I don't get violent intentions, not really.
No, violent. Do you know something? I will confess this because Hester has come forward and says that she wants to punch everybody in Holland. She just wants to go around whacking everyone. But that's how I'm interpreting that.
Yeah.
I do get violent, strangely violent thoughts. I get very, well, you know, when I get very angry about the planes.
I knew you were going to say that.
The helicopters.
I get very angry about the planes.
And I don't just do the V's up to them. as they're flying over. I didn't just do the middle finger and the fees up. You know, I ill wish them, but my ill wishes are still, they're not horrendous, right? Because I ill wish they'll lose control of their planes and crash. That's what I wish.
Well, that's pretty horrendous.
Like, no. But little caveat there, that they'll be all right.
Right.
They won't be dead. They won't be crippled for life. There'll be a little bit. What I wish for is that they'll have a nasty shock. They'll be a little bit bruised, but not really hurt.
Yeah.
And as a result of the crash, they'll decide they'll never fly again. And they'll spend the rest of their lives telling all their boring, loud, noisy flying friends never to fly their planes either.
Right.
So that's quite elaborate. But it is actually what goes through my head.
Yeah.
Quite sometimes. I think I have the quite elaborate. And the other one, and I'm sure lots of people have this, and I bet you've done this, is when you're in a car, you must know where I'm going here. You're in a car, and then basically you have an incident, well, not a crash, but there's somebody swerves in front of you, blah, 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 blah. Everyone does. And your classic road rage. Mm. And I will quite often, like everyone else, have some very violent thought about that person, which could include, I hope they crash and they get slightly bruised, but they give up driving and they tell all their friends never to drive. No, I do get some violent thoughts.
Yeah.
But I've never gone through with them.
No. I suppose I do actually. I think about it now. Yeah, like I've just been thinking, there's one time guaranteed to get me really, really angry, and again, not violent, but I do verbally, I start seething. Is when I'm on my journey to work on the subway, and either someone comes in onto the train and they're having like a really loud conversation, or more often than not, they're playing music on their phone.
Oh God, yeah.
Without
God,
headphones on.
Oh,
and you know what it is? I realized the other day, it's not the actual music that's a problem. It's the frequency of the music on the phone that just sounds so tinny.
Yeah,
because someone was playing music on the phone on their phone yesterday, but they were playing it through a speaker, and it was actually not an unreasonable volume. And I thought,
they were on the train and they were playing the music through.
They
a fucking
had a speaker in their bag, I think.
Fucking
and
hell.
I mean, people do that sometimes. They get on, they play it, and then they have it really loud.
Why?
And it's always a young person. It's always a young dude. Because they just...
They bring their own
speaker.
It's
like testosterone, isn't it? It's like, I've got a big dick. I've got a big dick. Listen to how loud my music is.
Oh, I...
But,
you know...
It's on the phone. It's the phone speaker. It's the phone speaker. It's that frequency. And you hear that...
Oh,
and I instantly I'm like seething.
Yeah, I know.
And I want to go, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck
you
up.
Want them, you want to stuff their phone and the speaker and their shoes down their mouths, don't you? Everything, stuff it all in there. And then,
and again, see, I don't want them to hurt them, but I want them to like learn a lesson in humility.
Hurt themselves?
That's what I want. I want them to go,
do you want them
yes,
to hurt
I realize
themselves?
I was being inconsiderate, and now I really and now I'm going to spend my time telling people that they should be considerate to their fellow passengers.
Yes, it's true.
But I have got to the point where I actually, if they're not sitting too close to me, I start muttering under. I'm like an old man. I'm on the train going, you fucking shut the fuck up, you fucking shit music playing the fucking guy. Don't fucking believe it. And at the same time, I'm talking to myself saying, just let it go. It's really not that big a deal, you know. No. Or like put headphones in myself so I can't hear it, you know.
I think it's not. I think it's what upsets is you're thinking, and I get this every time I go for a walk and there's some fucking litter. That's when I feel violent.
Yeah.
And I've said this out loud with Katie, and Katie's looked quite shocked sometimes. Because all the litter that I just want the person, the can that just thrown out, I want them to wake up and the can is choking them in bed. In their mouth, it's choking them. Do you know what I mean? Just choking them. I mean, not to die, because they need to learn a lesson, but just choking them. And then they take it out and go, oh, wow, what was that? And they remember that this is the can they just threw into the hedge because they're dicks.
There's some potential like horror story in that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The person, mild-mannered person who... tracks down.
Can wish this shit.
Who tracks down people who've littered. Doesn't say anything at the time, and then is like ramming it down there, murdering them by ramming like a Coke can down their throat in bed.
The one I want. This is the person I want to fucking meet. This on my walk, in my regular daily walk, is, and we've talked about this before. People who basically the dog shits, they put the dog, they do the first thing correctly. They get the dog shit, they put it in a dog shit bag. Yeah. Okay, they're doing well. At that point, they're doing well, but then phase two is not so good. They go, oh, I'm going to hang this up on this branch.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang the dog poo up on the branch.
We've talked about this in great
detail. Yeah, we have. About head height. I know, but the head height as well. So you have to duck past it. So there's been one of those hanging from about head height on the walk for months.
Yeah.
Now, what I want is I want the person who obviously does the walk. I want to be there. I want to know who they are, and I'll be there just as they're walking past that dog shit that's still there months later. I want them to have a moment where they go, no, that's not nice, is it, for other people? I mean, I don't like seeing it, and I did it. But I just want to, I want to know the thought process. I want to have a little look in their brain and think, do they think that, or do they just not think it at all? Or do they see it and go, ha, I did that. I'm a wanker.
What if? What if it's not dog shit? What if it's some money and they've hung money there looking like it's dog shit, hoping that some good citizen will pick it up to clear it away thinking it's poo and then discover it's a bag full of money?
What, so they set up...
And it's like a reward.
Well, that's insane, isn't it? I mean, that would be an insane thing to do.
Would it?
Wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Yeah. That would be insane. That person would be locked up. You wouldn't do that, would you? Would you do that? I tell you what, something I have been doing. Somebody dropped a glove a few months ago, beginning of winter or autumn,
right.
And I've been moving it along the hedges. So I've been sticking it. It's like it's pointing the way, and I keep moving it. And I'm hoping that might freak some people out. Going, it keeps moving down the path. That's been quite fun.
The haunted glove.
The haunted glove. That's the have you watched The Addams? Did you not? Did you? Have you watched Wednesday on Netflix?
Oh yeah.
Ah, so good, isn't
it? It was really good, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Really love it. And clever idea. Take the Addams Family, take Hogwarts, put the two together.
Yeah.
Great
Yeah,
show.
I thought it was really, really good.
sorry. Was that bad? Was it bad to belch?
Terrible.
I think we've probably covered all our bases today, have we? Have you got anything you need to say?
I've got nothing. I've got nothing, as you can tell.
That's how I prefer it.
Yes. I'm just speaking now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too late. Love it. Thanks for listening if you got this far. And we'll do this again, won't we, Mark?
Well, with a bit of luck.
Was that it? With a bit of luck, what's that? Is that the end of the show? With a little bit of luck.
With a little bit of luck.
We can sing that, can we? Yeah, copyright. All right. Cheers. Bye.
Goodbye.
No.